This horrible terrorist leader is no more.
In an address to the nation from the Roosevelt Room of the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden spoke about the operation he ordered that killed the ISIL leader, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi.
And I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties. Knowing that this terrorist had chosen to surround himself with families, including children, we made a choice to pursue a special forces raid at a much greater risk than to our own people, rather than targeting him with an airstrike.
As U.S. Special Forces moved in, the ISIL leader reportedly detonated an explosive.
In a final act of desperate cowardice, he chose to blow himself up, taking several members of his family with him.
The mission happened Thursday in northwestern Syria in Idlib province. Residents on the ground said at least 13 people, including children, were killed in the operation. The Pentagon said there were no troop casualties.
Mr. President,
Biden, his vice president, and national security advisors oversaw the mission from the Situation Room of the White House. It was the biggest U.S. raid in Syria since the 2019 operation that killed ISIL leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
This operation was literally months in the planning.
The U.S. targeted the ISIL leader for threats he allegedly posed to U.S. interests and crimes committed in Iraq in 2014, including the enslavement of Yazidi women. The raid comes a week after the defense secretary ordered the U.S. military to do more to protect civilians in combat operations, often largely forgotten in the West.
For Syrians, maybe the only silver lining of this is it has brought back media's attention to the conflict in Syria. It seems from their perspective that no one really cares. So one advantage, in a sense, is that this has now brought Syria back into the news.
Despite efforts to limit casualties, some members of Congress are now calling for an investigation into the civilian deaths to ensure that every reasonable step was taken to protect innocent lives. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.